Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Again, I want to first say I hope you're all in good health and you have enough food and paper products to get through this strange time in which we're living. This week, I want to tell you about a book that has been on my to-be-read stack for several months. I think I picked the perfect time to finally read it. The Ghosts of Eden Park by Karen Abbott is a fascinating book. It is well-researched and exceptionally well-written. It took me a while to finish it because I kept stopping to Google various historical figures that I'm familiar with, like longtime FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, and also those I wasn't familiar with, like Mabel Walker Willebrandt, who was an accomplished lawyer and Assistant U.S. Attorney General at a time when most women didn't work outside the home. I was also fascinated by the main bad guy, George Remus, one of the most notorious bootleggers during Prohibition. Karen Abbott's prose makes this nonfiction read like a fast-paced crime novel, with Remus at the forefront. I really enjoyed reading it and learning a bit more about U.S. history in the process. The book's subtitle is quite long: The Bootleg King, The Women Who Pursued Him, and The Murder That Shocked Jazz Age America. George Remus was indeed a Gatsby-like character, who made and spent millions as a result of procuring and selling bootleg liquor during the 1920s, when it was supposedly illegal in the United States. Reading the book made me realize that the 1920s were a lot like the beginning of the 2020s. Corrupt politicians, the rich getting preferential treatment, and a lot of people finding ways to get around laws that a lot of other people are subject to. There's, of course, murder in the book, as the title suggests, but there's also lots of pretty much every other human vice imaginable. George Remus was treated like royalty by certain members of Cincinnati law enforcement, the U.S. government, and various prison wardens and guards. He was very much admired as a renegade legend. He was also quite cunning and possibly completely insane. He's a truly fascinating character. And I feel like I'm overusing the word fascinating, but that's just the best way I can think to describe this book and the characters in it. As I said earlier, I was impressed by Mabel Walker Willebrandt, who was a feminist and an intelligent, strong, and courageous woman far ahead of her time. I want to read more about her. She, as was the case with many in law enforcement, and the government, didn't necessarily agree with the Volstead Act, which made liquor sales and consumption illegal. But she aggressively went after those who broke the law regarding prohibition. In fact, according to Abbott, Willebrandt tried 40 cases before the Supreme Court, a feat few have attained. I think she's my new favorite heroine and role model. Now I want to read more of Karen Abbott's work. On the book jacket, one of my favorite nonfiction authors, Eric Larson, is quoted as saying about The Ghost of Eden Park, quote, "Prose so rich and evocative, you feel you're living the story, and full of lots of I didn't know that moments. Gatsby era noir at its best," end quote. And if you don't know, dear listeners, I think The Great Gatsby is one of the top 10 best novels of all time. Abbott's book takes us into the true underbelly of speakeasies, flappers, and living to excess, kind of like The Great Gatsby. I just can't say enough good things about it. It is, as I've already said, a most fascinating read. And it's also a perfect diversion for the times in which we're currently living. I highly recommend it. Until next time, thanks for listening, happy reading, and please stay healthy and safe.